This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. As I was reading through some newspapers at the Roseau County Museum, I noticed this human interest story in a Roseau Times region from 1955. Mrs. Martha Casa, who has passed her 90th birthday, doesn't let little things like needles trouble her. In fact, until a recent five-generation celebration in Roseau, she had one buried in her leg for over 72 years. Mrs. Casa, who spent 2 months here this summer visiting her daughters, Mrs. F.W. Rachel and Mrs. Harry Nelson, is a native of Rochester, where the original needle incident happened. Now she lives in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. When she was a young girl, she worked in a hospital at Rochester, where she was a waitress. In those days, they wore hoop skirts, and one day, when she sat on a windowsill for a rest, the needle went into her leg and broke. She remembers that it was quite painful, but she told her sister at that time that she would have it taken out only if it hurt her. She forgot about it for all those years. Mrs. Rachel, who was massaging her mother one day, felt the needle and exclaimed about it. Right away, her mother remembered the needle incident and recalled how her sister had urged her to have it taken out. It had been in her leg for the 72 intervening years. Upon strong persuasion from her daughters, Mrs. Casa went to a doctor here and the needle was removed. The piece was a short head of a large needle and broke and crumbled after it was removed. Apparently, the visit to Roseau and the removal of the needle did much for Mrs. Casa, according to her daughters, for when she came, she had been forced to use a cane. When she returned, one of her 18 trips to the States since she moved to Canada, she walked down the train platform at Edmonton completely without aid and with the cane packed in her trunk. Mrs. Casa is still spry of mind, too, and can recall a tornado that killed 90 people in 15 minutes and did much damage in Rochester while she worked there as a girl. She reported that she would not mind making the trip back to Roseau County again. Alongside the story of the hidden needle was a photo showing Mrs. Casa surrounded by family members representing five generations, including her daughter Mrs. Harry Nelson from Roseau. The other daughter mentioned in the article was Mrs. F.W. Rachel, and she lived in Ross, about 2 miles from where I grew up in Pine Creek. Mrs. Rachel's daughter, Delphine Lislegard, lived right across the road from her. With all of these mothers mentioned today, I'd like to encourage you to write a story about your own mother. Consider sharing it with the Roseau Museum, and maybe we can read it on this program sometime in the weeks leading up to Mother's Day. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.